Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
In these October days, I feel so scared. Sleepless nights, but I'm aware tears are falling everywhere.
It's difficult to believe that the duo playing this song has only worked as a team for 6 months. Sarah DiPolito and Kenny Reichert perform around Milwaukee as Sarah and Kenny. They're regulars in some pretty irregular places for live music, places like Sendix and Shorewood and Groppies on Brady Street and the small East Side bar and restaurant called Allium.
Sarah grew up in southern Italy, but she has Wisconsin roots, and she teaches classical guitar at Latino Arts on the near South Side. Kenny is a native of Brookfield. He studied jazz at the Berklee College of Music in Massachusetts. They stopped by the studio recently to offer up a few songs, including this one called October.
I met you once, you had beautiful eyes and a strange book of rhymes. You said that you were looking for me, but I wasn't ready to fall in love. I feel your voice in the back of my head. I feel your arms and your breath on me. I'm wondering if you're coming to take me away. Take me away from here. Take me away. Take me away from here. Days, I'm still feeling so scared. Sleepless nights, but I'm aware tears are falling everywhere. 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 Everywhere.
Wow. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was October, Sarah and Kenny performing in Lake Effect's performance studio. How did that song come about?
Well, that song is very special to me because it came about in about 10 minutes. And I consider that my ultimate love song because it's about a love I'm not aware of yet or not sure whether it's going to happen or not. So there's a little bit of melancholy at the beginning, and it's kind of a story that ends with the beginning of the story. It's my ultimate love song that happened in about 10 minutes, about seven. No, it's already a lot of years, 80 years ago, and I was living in Rome, and I was feeling a little sad.
This was before, well before you two met.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, performing it now must be different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the... What I love about this song is that it morphed with me throughout the years. It is special to me because I continue to find new ways of performing it, and I still feel very connected to it.
So let's back up a little bit and talk about both of your musical journeys and how you've only been playing together just about a year, right?
Not even
6 months, about?
Yeah.
A little over 6 months.
So, Kenny, you grew up here.
Yep, I grew up in Brookfield.
And studied music from a very young age. Mm-hmm. What brought you to the guitar? You started with piano, right?
Yeah. I started playing piano when I was five. And I actually had a friend when I was in sixth grade who was just really into Jimi Hendrix. And he played guitar and he came from a musical background. And he kind of got me into it. And it kind of became like a funny competitive thing where we were always showing up the next day to school like, well, I learned this song last night. I'm like, well, I learned this song last night. You know, we're still great friends to this day. His name's Will. And after that, guitar just kind of started to get to me. And I still played piano actively through my senior year of high school. But then I went to study music out in Boston at Berklee College of Music. And I only went there for a year, but in the time I was there, they really want you, and especially your first year, to focus on one instrument. And guitar kind of became that instrument for me. And it's just the instrument I feel the most closely connected to, I guess. So I feel the most clear expression of myself as a musician through the guitar. So I kind of stuck with it that way.
And Sarah, you're from Italy.
I am from, yes, the foot part of Italy, the south.
The south. What? Mm-hmm. Which part?
The region is called Calabria. It's literally, I'm from, I always point my boot and I say it's the middle of the foot part.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah. Yes, I grew up in the south, and I have an American mother from Waukesha, Wisconsin. She was the crazy one who moved to southern Italy in her 20s and then had me. So I grew up in the south with a blonde American mom, and who introduced me to, well, I started with piano. Both of my parents are musical. I started with piano too, and then my mom got me a guitar when I was 9, and I fell in love with it because for me, if I could feel the blisters coming, it meant progress. So I was really proud of my blisters right away.
Now, were you speaking both Italian and English in the home? Did you grow up with just Italian?
Yes, I did. I did grow up with just Italian. I wasn't able to be bilingual from the beginning, but yeah.
So your mother was fluent?
Yes.
Yeah,
my mom was fluent in Italian. Now, after I moved here, it was funny because it was our secret language here. Whereas in Italy, I've always teased her for her accent in Italian my whole life.
And now she gets to tease you.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, so you guys met last year doing just music?
Yeah, we met, what was it, like 2 years ago randomly at Yield Bar. And I was playing a gig and Sarah happened to be there, and we just met in passing. And then it happened again when I was playing at Allium on a Sunday night. She just happened to come out, didn't even know I was playing. And we had talked a little bit that evening, and, you know, at the time I was trying to play classical guitar a little bit more and ended up taking a lesson from her. And as time went on, we became, you know, closer and found out we had a lot of musical interests, so that it kind of started to blossom from there. Because we've both been musicians our whole lives, have played in several bands, have been in tons of playing situations, and some you really have to rehearse very intensely for, and others it just clicks right away, you know. And not that you don't rehearse intensely, but sometimes the music just like it, you're like, we see this eye to eye. And it kind of happened very, very quickly for us, where we realized we had a lot of similar musical interests, and she had all this great music that she had written that wasn't really being played. And so I was kind of like, why don't you, I was playing every week Sunday nights at Allium, which we still do. And I was like, why don't you come out and start playing with me, you know, for a little bit, and we can do an earlier set. And kind of started to blossom into us writing music together and just kind of evolving from there. And it kind of hit a point where it was like, we should start doing this. You know, we should try to make this a band and, you know, start rehearsing and start becoming more engaged with what we do. And it kind of just blossomed very naturally, which was, I guess, organic is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. Now, we should back up a little bit and say, Sarah, you are playing a classical guitar, but it is not a typical classical guitar in that it is a solid body electric classical guitar.
Yes, there's this beautiful company out of Canada called Godin. They make an electric version of acoustic instruments. I was trained a classical guitarist, and I really love the nylon strings. That's what I need to play nylon strings. So this guitar is incredible.
It's got a beautiful, soft sound.
Yes, it has this round, I don't know how to explain it, because the basses are, and I don't want to use that word, but it's like a fat sound. And then the blend of everything together, it's something that's very dear to me, the sound of the nylon string guitar. Mm-hmm.
And then it works so nicely, because Kenny, you're playing a Fender electric.
Yep.
And it's got that that kind of sharper electric and that Fender sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And the two blend much better than I ever thought that they would. You know, the mm-hmm. the two instruments are so similar yet so different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the funny thing about what happens, I guess, between us is she was trained a classical musician, and I grew up playing classical piano, but I was trained a jazz musician predominantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we give each other lessons all the time because it's like different, it's completely different approaches to playing the same instrument. And at certain times that can be kind of a block, you know, not between us, at least we haven't found that yet, but like in past experiences, you know, sometimes you search for musicians who play similarly to you. And what actually I think we found works well for us is the fact that we do play so differently. And then these contrasting approaches to the same instrument kind of allow us to have just, we're trying to find a unique sound. But I mean, like, I think it's a little unique in that sense, you know, because it is, I can't do what she can do. And I'm not going to speak on your behalf because you probably could do what I could do. But like, you know, it's very different approaches to the guitar. So I think we try to play that in our favor.
So what are you going to play? Tell us about this next tune.
Yes, you start because I like the way you say it.
So this next tune is a song called 4 Minutes that we wrote earlier last year, right when we started getting together. And it's a song that we felt inspired by a video done by a company out of California called Soul Pancake. And the video is called How to Connect with Anyone. And what they did is they took two people ranging from complete strangers to married couples, and they had them sit across from each other and stare silently into each other's eyes for 4 minutes. And what these people found was an overwhelmingly sense of connectedness and intimacy with the person, that, you know, ranging from the strangers. And I think at the one point the married couples say, you know, we felt like we hadn't actually spent that amount of time to really look at each other the entire time we've been together. And so we saw this and we were really inspired by it. And we tried doing this a couple times, and it definitely is an intense experience. And I would recommend everybody and anybody to try it because it really is powerful. And then we wrote this song. So this song's called 4 Minutes.
Sit down. It's beginning. I'm blushing as I get ready for something new. It's you. Looking with intention to be here, smiling as we grow into something clear. It's real. Love, 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 love.
That's wonderful. Wow, what a great song. I'm sitting here. Let me back announce it first. It's 4 minutes, Sarah and Kenny in Lake Effect's performance studio. But I'm listening to all the different things that you've brought into it. I mean, there's some Latin and Central American rhythms going on. There's like a folk element. There's jazz chording. Some of those chord changes were pretty amazing. I was like, whoa, that was cool.
Thank you.
So when you write together, I mean, how do you do it? Because you're coming from those different, as we were saying, classical and jazz, but you somehow managed to meld all of those influences into the music. So what's the writing process like for you?
4 minutes was our first song together. So that I'll take that as an example, because that's when we sat down and then we said, maybe we should do this again. Because when we get together to write, we're able to go back and forth and just challenge each other on what we're bringing to the creative process, but without making it personal. That's how I feel that we do it. Because when you're writing something, I mean, when I write something by myself, I feel that I need to give myself the freedom to just explore whatever idea I'm following, and then see it to the end, and then afterwards decide what I want to keep and what I want to let go of. And what I feel that is very interesting between us is that we can do that kind of at the same time as we do it together. We can have that freedom of just thinking something, and also the ability to let go of whether the other person says no or yeah. Or
well, there's a whole lot of that too.
There's a lot of no. Yeah.
It's nice, because I think there's a lot of trust too. Yeah. Because they're really, if you saw us write, you'd be like, how do they get anything done? Because a lot of it is like, no. No, 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 no. But when we finally find that, yeah, we both really feel connected to it. And I think that's the thing we're learning, that we're searching for more, is something that we're both really connected to, because then it really represents how both of us feel. You know, often one of us brings in an idea and we just both work and work and work and work at it. And some days we don't get anything, but other days we get a song, 10 minutes, like she said. But it's just the consistent, you know, keep at it, you know, keep chiseling, because it is kind of funny how some days, you know, we sit there for hours and just, but there's no malice, or there's no like, there's no hard feelings about it. You know, we both really trust that if it's no, we're both not feeling it, and then it doesn't accurately represent how both of us want to, you know, portray our music. So.
Do you ever take some of the no's and go work on them separately, or is your creative process right now really the two of you?
Right now it is really very much the two of us.
But that does happen.
That does happen, yes. We do go work on it. Yeah, I would say that it's both things. Yeah, I guess it depends on the song.
So you're playing at Allium, playing around at other places. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the long range plan? I know this is very new. I mean, you're, like you said, only 6 months, but you've got songs, you've got a connection musically that makes a whole lot of sense. Are you planning to take it out on the road? What's next?
Definitely, yes. I think that we both feel this. I mean, we love playing music, obviously, and then the biggest gift for us is being able to perform it for others. And I guess the plan is to take it wherever we can. So we always say this: we'll go wherever they'll have us. Like if they want to hear us, we'll go.
Within reason,
yes.
Yeah.
And we've already done that a couple times. I can't say we've reached too far, but I mean, we play in Chicago. We have gone west, you know, in La Crosse, Eau Claire, and some of the
Indiana.
Western state.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, trying to go down to New Orleans in March and, you know, pave a road down there. And really anywhere that we can go within reason, you know, if we can make it happen in a way that makes sense, we're willing to do it. And I think that's a great part about being based out of Milwaukee is, you know, that you can reach a lot of places, you know, very quickly, number one. But number two, it's not overall that expensive to live here. So, you know, it gives you the ability to go out and do those things and really explore, you know, because sometimes you go and you play some gigs that might not be the most lucrative gig, but you make some great connections that then the next time you go around, it ends up being a much better experience, and it just keeps happening in that way.
Mm-hmm. What song are you going to leave us with?
This is a traditional Venezuelan song, and I was introduced to this by my mother, who... Yes, they introduced me to a lot of beautiful music. And then for me, it's been very interesting. I mean, I moved to the United States and I made a lot of Latin American friends, and I've learned so much about the music and the culture, and I keep learning every day about that. So my mom reminded me of this song that she used to sing, and it's very dear to my heart. It's called Canto del Agua, and means song of water, and to me it speaks of everything. It's life and love and pain and joy. It everything is in this song. So when I heard it again, I was like, we need to do this.
All right. Well, here are Sarah and Kenny in Lake Effect's performance studio with Canto del Agua. Thank you again so much.
Thank you.
Sarah DiPolito and Kenny Reichert are the Milwaukee-based duo Sarah and Kenny. They'll play their next show Friday evening at the Iron Horse Hotel.
You can find more about them at WUWM.com, as well as hear full versions of the songs that they played for us. John Strelecki engineered our in-studio performance. La 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 la